lost wealth due to poor management or careless spending. In the realm of affluent families, a notable pattern emerges. Fortunes amassed by one generation often dissipate in the next. A study of 3,250 wealthy families revealed that over a decade, 70% fail to transfer any wealth to the next generation. Contrary to popular belief, only 3% of these families lost their fortunes due to inadequate estate planning. The primary reason was a lack of trust among family members or the failure of founders to communicate their intentions. This breakdown in trust and communication poses a significant challenge for wealthy families seeking to preserve their wealth across generations. Every family possesses three types of capital: financial, like property, investments, and cash; human, the family members themselves; and intellectual, the knowledge and wisdom passed down through generations. These areas are closely linked, meaning that a united family with shared goals can use their combined knowledge to grow their wealth and leave a lasting legacy. However, if one aspect of this capital begins to decline, it can affect the others. For instance, if family members lose interest or skills, or if they stop sharing their knowledge, it can lead to problems. Sometimes, when human and intellectual capital decreases, family members might panic and decide to sell their business assets. They forget that their money should be used to uphold the family's heritage and values. When a family's unity and effectiveness decline, their wealth usually follows suit, ultimately leading to dwindling fortunes. Why family wealth vanishes? Family fortunes can be lost due to 8 primary reasons. 1. A family refuses to sell their business despite financial struggles. 2. Selling the business leads to a loss of family financial continuity. 3. The family lacks enough wealth to support all its members. 4. The family aims to establish a lasting public legacy. 5. Disputes arise over marriage agreements and income disparities. 6. Children and grandchildren lack the motivation to support themselves financially. 7. The family struggles to develop fair wealth-sharing plans. 8. Funding a charity causes tension among relatives, who see it as a financial burden. Despite difficulties, a family fortune can prosper over generations and contribute to philanthropy. John D. Rockefeller, America's first billionaire, enabled his son to utilize their wealth for charitable purposes. In 1913, John founded the Rockefeller Foundation with $180 million, and his son became its first president. Family-focused. Family businesses are prevalent globally, comprising a significant portion of enterprises in North America and the UK. Passing down a business to the next generation is key for establishing a lasting legacy, yet it presents challenges. Emotional factors can cloud rational judgment, and nepotism may influence decision-making. Some founders hesitate to pass on their businesses due to trust issues, uncertainty about successors, or lack of alternative plans. For instance, Edsel Ford reluctantly took over his father's car company at 25 and struggled, eventually succumbing to health issues at 49. To ensure longevity, family firms require competent successors who can adapt to changing market demands. Without this, they risk survival beyond the initial generation. To ensure the success of a family business, it's essential to prioritize effective communication, fair hiring and compensation practices, structured training, and a formal performance evaluation system. Without these fundamentals, the business can become a reflection of the founder's style, leading to increased tensions and emotional challenges. Implementing a well-designed succession plan is key, clearly outlining expectations for the next leader and allowing for objective decisions by an evaluation committee if goals are not met. Running the family business should be based on merit rather than entitlement, with family members encouraged to collaborate starting with charitable initiatives, and younger generations joining the business only when genuinely interested and capable. This approach builds a stronger foundation for the family business to evolve successfully. Family dynamics in business. Understanding family dynamics within a business is crucial for its success. Key indicators of a family-run enterprise include whether family members understand its mission, how they resolve internal conflicts, whether they seek outside advice, and their level of interaction outside of work. Successors in the second generation should agree on a partnership plan before joining the business, which helps clarify expectations and facilitates discussions on sensitive matters. Clear, written agreements and defined responsibilities are crucial to prevent serious issues within sibling partnerships, as evidenced by the Mondavi family saga. Charles Krug's sons, Robert and Peter Mondavi, experienced a 50-year feud resulting in Robert's departure from the family business in 1965 to establish his own winery, which later went public in 1993, while Peter's Charles Krug Winery remains under his son's leadership. Simplify the provided statement for clarity. When a family divides its wealth among descendants, it risks rapid depletion. Consider a scenario where a family founder passes down a $100 million business to four children, each with four children of their own, resulting in the fortune being divided among 16 individuals. To safeguard this primary capital, families should adopt a spending plan based on earnings rather than asset sales, factoring in inflation and taxes. Instead of withdrawing funds individually, families can preserve their business by utilizing intra-family loans, which function like venture capitalism with more flexible terms. To manage this effectively, a committee under the family council should oversee these loans, setting terms, eligibility criteria, and repayment schedules, while considering the implications of non-repayment or business failures among family members. This ensures responsible financial stewardship within the family unit. Family conflicts can arise when a new member joins through marriage and becomes an heir, particularly if the new spouse is disliked, from a different social background, or has children from a previous marriage. To mitigate tensions, the couple should discuss their attitudes towards money, consider a prenuptial agreement, and recognize gender differences in financial perspectives. Traditionally, men often possess more wealth than women, leading women to depend on men for financial stability. Interestingly, women can feel less secure when they acquire wealth, according to psychologist Carl Jung. Furthermore, our life stages influence our financial concerns. Young adults prioritize finding meaningful work and relationships, often feeling more self-conscious about money compared to older individuals. Financial agreements in relationships. Wealthy couples can use prenuptial or postnuptial agreements to prevent future issues. They have various options available, formal or informal, but the key is open communication to tailor an agreement that suits their unique emotional and financial needs. Sometimes, setting up a trust for the spouse and children can be the right solution when there's a significant wealth difference between partners. In cases where one partner has less money, it's important to be confident and composed to handle any emotional reactions. It's important to engage estate planners and attorneys when crafting prenuptial or postnuptial agreements, especially in states like Washington, California, Arizona, Idaho, Louisiana, New Mexico, Nevada, Texas, and Wisconsin, where community property laws mandate equal asset division in divorces. In other states, judges determine property distribution based on fairness, and some states provide automatic spousal benefits during divorce proceedings, impacting wills, insurance, and trusts. Prenuptial and postnuptial agreements offer couples the ability to define property distribution themselves. Legal complexities arise when ownership and maintenance of property differ between spouses, or when valuing a small business for sale, emphasizing the necessity of individual legal representation for fair negotiations. For example, actress Amy Irving's prenuptial agreement with Steven Spielberg was invalidated because she lacked independent legal counsel. The designated successor to the throne. Inheriting a lot of money can be challenging if heirs aren't ready for it. Take Barbara Hutton, heir to the Woolworth fortune, for example. She was just 6 when her mother died, and she grew up feeling insecure. Raised by family members and nannies, she never learned how to handle money wisely. When she got her millions at 21, she made poor choices. She gave away valuable jewelry, married multiple times, battled drug addiction, and eventually passed away with little money to her name in 1979. Inherited wealth can negatively affect self-esteem, with heirs often lacking the same sense of self-worth as the original wealth creator, who may not disclose the extent of their fortune. When a wealthy individual tries to compensate by indulging their heirs excessively, it can lead to a lack of motivation among the heirs to work hard or manage their wealth responsibly. This situation can also breed feelings of guilt among the heirs who have not earned their wealth, especially in comparison to adults who have worked diligently to build their careers. Teach kids about money management. Wealthy families often see their fortunes decline due to neglecting to educate their children about money management. This lack of financial education leaves heirs ill-equipped to handle their wealth wisely or create long-term benefits from it. To combat this, parents should start discussing financial responsibilities with their children from a young age. Even as young as 5 years old, children can begin to learn basic money concepts like counting and distinguishing between wants and needs. John D. Rockefeller exemplified this by advising his children to divide their allowances into three parts: spending, saving, and charitable giving, setting a foundation for responsible financial management early on. Parents should lead by example when it comes to spending wisely and working diligently, while also encouraging their children to be productive. One affluent family engaged their children in volunteer work through the Family Foundation. The kids participated in family business meetings to understand its operations. Throughout college, they managed weekly budgets, met with financial advisors, and later decided to pursue advanced studies. 10 crucial steps for teaching kids about money. A child's financial education involves 10 essential steps. 1. Learn to save your money. 2. Keep a close eye on your finances. 3. Get paid for your hard work. 4. Avoid spending recklessly. 5. Learn to discuss money confidently. 6. Live within your financial limits. 7. Discover how to make your money grow. 8. Consider starting your own business without fear. 9. Understand how to handle credit cards wisely. 10. Recognize the impact money can have on the world, wealthy families, and charitable giving. Wealthy families often give back to society by donating to charities. Some of America's richest families have done this. For example, Andrew Carnegie sold his business in 1901 and used the money to start the Carnegie Corporation. This organization funded projects like Carnegie Mellon University, Carnegie Hall, and libraries worldwide. Although Carnegie had around 50 direct descendants, they didn't inherit much money because most of his wealth went into the charitable corporation. It's important for older family members who plan to leave a large sum to charity to share this decision with their families openly. Doing so can prevent feelings of resentment among relatives. Family members can participate in the conversation by discussing this decision early and openly. They can agree on the charity's goals and how it will carry forward the family's name and ideals. This involvement ensures everyone is on the same page and helps strengthen family unity. Key points. 1. Wealthy families risk losing fortunes due to communication issues and disagreements over wealth distribution. 2. Family businesses need effective communication, fair practices, and structured succession planning. 3. Financial agreements like prenups can prevent conflicts in wealthy relationships. 4. Early financial education for heirs is crucial to prevent mismanagement of inherited wealth. 5. Inherited wealth can negatively impact heirs' motivation and self-esteem. 6. Neglecting financial education leads wealthy families to decline over generations. 7. Charitable giving preserves legacies and involves descendants in philanthropy.